There's a change in the climate. There's a change in the air. Changes are happening everywhere.
Welcome back to Eco Talk. And in this segment, we're going to switch gears, lighten up a little bit, and talk about the change in the air. It's beginning to feel and look a lot like Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. But mostly Christmas, because this is the time of year between Thanksgiving and the end of December where you're inundated, whether you want to be or not. But we like to tell you some alternatives to feeling like you're just a victim of this whole holiday hoopla. Not that it's all bad. It's really a nice time of year, and there's a lot of opportunities to do something different this year. And to find out more about that in just a couple of minutes, we're going to check in with Betsy Taylor with the Center for a New American Dream. They're one of my favorite organizations for giving us lots of positive ideas for what we can do to not get caught up in the consumption mania. But first, we're going to hear a couple of minutes from Shauna Weber. She is EcoTalk's co-producer and contributing editor on kicking the holiday junkie habit.
To most of us, the weeks between Thanksgiving and New Year's are best known as the holiday season. Friends and family gather, feasts are shared, and gifts exchanged. It is also often stressful. Travel, debt, and entertaining take their toll. There is also an environmental cost. Perhaps we should call it the spend and waste season. Wrapping paper and thrown out foods flood the landfills like no other time of the year. But there are ways to keep the same holiday spirit, reduce stresses of all kinds, and prevent an enormous amount of holiday waste. In the U.S., we throw away 25% more trash during the holiday season than any other time of year. Sale catalogs, shopping bags, gift wrapping, decorations, and leftover food increase trash flow by 1 million tons per week. More than 2.5 billion winter holiday greeting cards are sold every year in the U.S. That's enough to bury a football field in 10 stories of cards. If everyone sent just one free electronic card instead of a paper card every season, we'd save about 480,000 trees. If every family reused just 2 feet of holiday ribbon, the 38,000 miles of ribbon saved could tie a bow around the entire planet. We can all do a great deal to help reduce waste that affects both our landfills and our peace of mind. Do you get more catalogs than you want or need? Americans are getting inundated with sales junk mail, and it isn't making the holidays relaxing. Consider keeping the ones you really want and cancel the rest. Plan meals ahead of time to reduce food waste and compost the rest for your garden. When holiday shopping, avoid taking a new bag from every store you visit. Consider gifts that don't require wrapping, like gift certificates, plants, and concert tickets. Wrapping paper can also be recycled with other mixed papers as long as ribbons, metallic wrapping, and plastics are removed. It is even possible to reuse wrapping paper year after year by taking the time to savor the unveiling of gifts from loved ones. I have to say, it warms my heart to see a bit of wrapping paper from a gift I received many years ago cropping up again, with the same old tag on it next to the new, with words of kindness still there from times almost forgotten. For EcoTalk, I'm Shauna Weber.
Thanks, Shauna. And now Betsy Taylor joins us from the Center for a New American Dream. She is the president and the former executive director of Merck Family Fund, former executive director of Merck, I should say, president of the Center for New Dream. Betsy, you just did some research, and tell us what's new this year.
Well, of course, it doesn't really come as any surprise that Americans continue across the board to feel the holiday season is way too commercial. 78% wish the holidays were less materialistic. This year, I think the added thing that's going on is the rising cost of living and the general insecurity about jobs. And in that context, most people are quite worried about overspending this season, and they're looking for ways to simplify and cut back.
And so in addition to trimming our waistline, reducing our stress, we're looking for ways to enhance our satisfaction during what could be an opportunity to have some precious downtime.
Well, that's the idea. I mean, I think for so many of us, the holidays really have become this thing where despite your best intentions, you get caught up in, you know, going to the mall, doing the list, making the perfect meal, having the perfect decorations, all the cards. And at the end of the season, people feel totally wiped out, really exhausted, rather than renewed, rather than refreshed for a new year. And so it's a great time to really step back and say, so what, you know, before you get completely sucked into it, to ask yourself, what would make it magical this year? What would make this holiday season different? And for most people, that would definitely include downtime, you know, time to just put your feet up and do nothing. But for a lot of people, of course, it also really would be about being with loved ones and maybe, you know, really doing something consciously for some people who are very much in need. And they are, if ever there was a year when we had lots of people in need, this is the year.
Absolutely. And one of the reasons your research showed people are concerned about you know, finances is record high gas prices. And then, of course, a lot of people have to drive a long way to get to their local mall.
Right. The gas prices, you know, number one concern in our recent poll was the high cost of living, and they tied that very much to the rising gas prices, and not just for driving, but also for home heating. The natural gas home heating costs are really soaring for in a lot of regions. So, and 3 in 5 Americans, you know, take on credit card debt that they continue to have to pay off for months after the holiday season. So, yeah, it's a great time to just stop and say, can we make the season less about buying stuff and more about, you know, a way of being together or doing something fun or getting together with the people I really like to be with rather than spending all my time making lists to get stuff?
I just got an idea. Instead of getting a gift certificate for your loved one from Macy's, maybe from your local utility.
Hey, there you go.
You know, good for $100 credit this winter.
That sounds great.
And your group, let's just step back a minute and talk about how you're growing, because I know, I knew from when I first heard about your organization that it really had mass appeal, and it seems like the mainstream American consumer is starting to wake up to the American dream being a bit of a nightmare anyway.
Yeah, well, the Center for the American Dream, our mission in the world is to help people consume, you know, live consciously and consume responsibly for a better world. And we have 85,000 activists, and we have 3,000 institutional buyers. And our work is really about supporting people who want to say no to the excessively materialistic definition of the dream. You know, that you don't have to have the huge house, the multiple cars, the big bathtub, the designer kitchen.
Giant SUV.
Yeah, because actually for a whole lot of people, what that actually ends up translating into is nonstop work to pay off those bills. So there's this work and spend treadmill. But this is not just about the affluent, you know, people who have the chance to do that. There are a lot of low-income people who are, of course, it's not just about trying to watch out for overspending, which they very much are wanting to do, but it is really increasingly at the center. In order for people to have the kind of lifestyles that we all want, they do need a much stronger safety net in the country. So our mission, while it's about consumption, increasingly we're aware that for many people to have a balanced life, they also need a much stronger economic safety net in the country.
And since we mentioned gas prices and cars, give us an update on your green car campaign.
Well, one of our big focuses, of course, is when you try to help people consume more wisely, what are the big enchiladas? And I know you've done a lot on your program about climate change. Well, probably the number one thing going on in the United States is our energy and fossil fuel consumption. It's leading us into war. It's leading us into enormous problems with a changing climate. We feel that it's critical to change the auto industry. And since government is opting not to regulate or set higher fuel efficiency standards, we have tried to organize consumers to demand more green cars, and we've done that with big institutional buyers where we've negotiated contracts with Ford and Toyota as suppliers, and we have a campaign called Green Cars Today, Blue Skies Tomorrow, where 15,000 of our activists have sent letters to the major car companies, and we're now, this is kind of what makes us a little different from the Save Sierra Club, who we love. We're asking people to send in pictures, letters, poems that, for them, capture what is really at stake when we think about climate change. What is really jeopardized in terms of our world? So there, we've gotten 1,000 so far of pictures, poems, letters from kids with pictures of polar bears, you know, who aren't going to be with us in 100 years if things don't radically change. Of kids in Bangladesh who've already lost their homes. Of people in the Ninth Ward in New Orleans who will never be able to go back. This is what's at stake, and so we're assembling this into a big AIDS quilt, and we will be delivering it to Detroit and to Los Angeles, where Toyota is headquartered. And the people delivering these images will, in fact, be the people from the Ninth Ward. We'll have an Inuit chief. The whole thing is to say, hey, wake up. You know, it's not just about talk of energy efficiency and renewable energy and all the language that somehow doesn't tell the story. It's about real people dying. It's about losing whole parts of our natural world that we'll never get back. We can solve this problem, but let's get on with it. So anyway, that's our Green Cars campaign.
I love it. You know, I started Don't Be Fueled, Mothers for Clean and Safe Vehicles, Gasroots campaign. Go to www.don'tbefueled.org for more information. Betsy, what's your website?
Our website is www.newdream.org, and we'd love people to join the Green Cars campaign.
Now, you mentioned Toyota. Are you singling them out because of their proactive hybrid commitment, or because they are joining this coalition of Automobile Alliance members to combat some of the clean car legislation going on in California?
Actually, we're not singling them out. We have gone to every one of the car companies, and in fact, Toyota and Ford have been the most responsive, with Honda. All of them have responded to us. I've actually been invited onto an advisory committee with Ford. We're pushing on all of them, but Toyota and Ford are trying to position themselves to greatly increase hybrid production. We want them to do it and do much more.
Terrific. Thank you, Betsy, so much, and have a great green holiday.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll talk to you next year.
Okay, great.
Okay, want to mention a couple of websites. If you'd like to stop the junk mail and all those catalogs that seem to copulate in your mailbox, you order one and you get five more, you know, one for early fall, mid-fall, late fall, et cetera, et cetera. Here's what you can do. Go to junkmailstopper.com. Stopjunk.com. Those are just two right there. And you can find out by downloading some guides on how to reduce all that unwanted mail. We call it junk mail. They call it direct marketing. Maybe you call it something else, but it really is out of control. Most of it not on recycled content paper, and most of it just going right into the trash bin, or at least we hope the recycle bin. You're listening to EcoTalk. We invite you to go to our website at www.ecotalk.com. Net and find out more about today's topics and guests. When we come back, we'll look at the plight of the grizzly. What's at stake there?
But hey, let's not talk about global warming. No, no. Let's just talk about the weather.